Arrow Rock Dam is celebrating its 100th birthday this year. The U.S. government built the dam near the headwaters of the Boise River. When it was finished, it was the tallest concrete dam in the world. What was a technological marvel for the era took 4 years to finish and was the temporary home to a small city. The dam became important to farmers and irrigators and laid the foundation for growth in the Treasure Valley. Kelsey Doncaster is a historian with the Bureau of Reclamation and has studied the history of the dam. He says water demands were increasing around 1900, and the Bureau realized a need for a new dam. So engineers came to town and started work.
They had to find the location. They found a location in a spot called Arrow Rock, 22 miles east of Boise. There was another location 3 miles up called Hell's Gate, but they showed that was not as good a location for a dam. So they chose Arrow Rock, and they freighted supplies up by team because there was a wagon road that went up the valley from there to this location to start building the town, which they also supplied lumber from a sawmill farther up the valley to build the town and structures. But that still couldn't build the dam because you had to bring supplies in. You had to bring hundreds of thousands of materials, tons and tons and tons and tons. And that involved building the Boise and Arrow Rock Railroad, which was the first government-built standard gauge railroad in the nation that left a place called Barber. Many people know Barberton, where the Barber sawmill was out of Houston town here, and ran up to Arrow Rock Dam.
And you mentioned a city. There was a city created just for the dam?
That's correct. It had housing for married men, single men, but there were women there, so they were housing for women. How much, I'm not sure. I never was able to find out how much, but they had dormitories. They had a bunkhouse. They had ice house, meat house, grocery store. It even had a soda fountain. It had fire systems. It had sewer. It had running water. It had a place called the Arrow Rock Club, where the YMCA came in. They brought things up, and there was also times of watching movies and magazines. The library came up and brought books. People would deposit their checks there. They write letters out. So it was really a full-functioning city, and that's also why they did well with the labor force they had. There was over 1,059 people who worked on the dam at its peak. But there were actually 1,400 people that lived in this town, which doesn't sound like a lot today, but back then that was a lot of people. And those individuals were involved in the development of the dam. They worked as many as 3 shifts a day. So they worked through the night. They had to provide food. They had to provide housing. They had to provide linens. There was a hospital to provide for people who were injured or had serious problems. They always were concerned back at that time with infectious diseases, influenza, things like that.
What advantages did the dam give to the valley below it? What were the positives that came out of building this dam?
Well, it was able to provide full and adequate water supply for the Boise project. And so that provided an adequate flow so the river didn't go dry. They were able to develop the project as what would be its full potential. Eventually, they realized, oh, they needed to build Anderson Ranch Dam during the World War II era, because it still needed more storage there for water. It's a thirsty valley like anywhere. We live in the arid west. Water is a precious commodity, and so the dam was able to provide a large amount of stored water for the valley and also provide flood control.
And how important is Arrow Rock today?
Very important. The Boise Project couldn't make it without it. Certainly, we know that it is a stalwart in the river. It still needs to be used to help irrigate this valley. And even though much of the Boise Valley, I've seen it personally, has been developed and changed over the years, there's still a lot of agriculture here in the Treasure Valley. And that water is desperately needed, and it's something that is very important to the valley and to our history. I mean, this is a neat little gem that people in Boise may not know about. You know, this was the tallest dam in the world. It's huge. It's magnificent. Concrete arch dams are really a gorgeous piece of irrigation architecture or power architecture because of their design and their construction and the materials they were used. This dam was used as a way, as a testing ground for many new projects and techniques that led to bigger and greater and higher dams built by the Reclamation Service and later the United States Bureau of Reclamation.
The Bureau of Reclamation historian Kelsey Doncaster, he'll tell the story of Arrow Rock Dam tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Boise Public Library.